It has just gone 6:30 in the evening on this Saturday, the 25th of January 2023, in the northern suburbs of Perth, Western Australia, and light is fading. Hopefully my little Canon Ixus 285 will catch me sufficiently. The job I've just done is I've cleaned a section of the gutter at the front of the house out. Rain is forecast for tomorrow. There was a millimetre or so yesterday and it's made the leaves damp, but I will hopefully do a video in the near future about the very poor design of roofs throughout Australia, on houses throughout Australia. Look forward to doing it and hopefully inspire a few people to insist that their roofs be built in a much more effective manner and for much more effective maintenance, easier maintenance, less maintenance, less fire risk, etc., etc., less flood damage risk. But here I have pretty weighty because of the moisture. I'll come down the ladder and I lament, don't I, about there's billions of low-income people around the world, and sadly I'm still one of them. We have to do every single thing ourselves, and I'm 65 and three quarters. I shouldn't be traipsing around alone. I'm all alone. My wife's 250k south. I shouldn't be traipsing around alone on a roof. A lot of people get hurt, particularly the older they get, by getting up on their roof and doing jobs. Done this every year for 30 plus years. And particularly as the bamboo has grown, and of course it dumps a lot more leaves on my roof. So I'm coming down this ladder, slowly but surely. Oops. And the one, it's a job I don't enjoy having to do. I mean, there's a certain satisfaction when you're doing a physical job. It's different to sitting in front of a computer punching out letters and numbers all day. But it's unpleasant and it's challenging and difficult work, and if the roofs were designed properly, it wouldn't even be necessary. That's my main point. But here I have a supply of beautiful leaf mulch, mainly bamboo. Some of it, because I haven't done it since probably, when did I last do it? At least six to nine months ago, and an amount of this, let me smell it. Yes, has that sweet humusy smell, and for the moment I'll put it straight onto my bamboo. In fact, my giant bamboo, I'll just tip it up here. Where will I tip it? This is going to be challenging, isn't it, because the light is so faint now. Where can I put it? Now that's a good question. The bamboo is, I'll throw it up here. There we go. Because it'll feed the bamboo, it'll feed the Madeira vine. Yeah, I don't know how much you're seeing of this. I hope you can see some of it. You can get the idea anyway. So this humus, this organic matter, will continue to rot down and feed the growth of the bamboo and the growth of the Madeira vine, which is currently flowering and feeding bees and putting perfume out. So I'm happy about that. And now I keep this actually on top of my old electric chipper, because it helps keep. I haven't got any more room in the shed to put that into the shed, so to keep the electrical parts waterproof, I put that on top of some plastic bags. Speak to you again soon.